Hello. Welcome to Philosophy on Air. I'm your host, Leonard Cheesecloth. Today with me I have a esteemed guest. He's a Dartmouth graduate. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner, a Nobel laureate, and lover of jazz. It's Roger Duckingsworth. Hello, Roger.
Good to be here, Leonard.
Hope that wasn't too much of an introduction for you.
No, it's all my pleasure. Glad to be here.
Great, we're glad to have you. So we're going to dive right into the thick of it.
Okay, I would like to start. Can we talk about Stoicism to start? All right, ladies and germs, this is Animal Farm Podcast. Once again, we're just going to pick up where we left off reading from Animal Farm, Chapter 3. In this scene, we have Snowball, Napoleon, and Squealer.
And Squealer!
Thanks. We're just going to pick right up where we left off, guys.
Let's dive in.
Let's dive right in. Snowball. Cows and horses begin plowing the fields immediately.
Napoleon. Goats and donkeys, bring the vegetables to the warehouse.
Squealer.
Chickens, ducks, and geese. See to it that not a single grain falls off those bags.
Comrade Boxer, the apples to the pig pen immediately.
Yo! Yo! Oh yeah, dude! What's up?
What's up, dude? This is Lenny.
Lenny from Vape Shop. Well, I'm in here with my boy Ducky.
What up? It's your boy Ducky. Quack, quack.
Ducky just picked up that new Pulsar APX wax heating element tank. He's over there. He's got that Hannibal Nectar vape juice.
Quack, quack. Got Ducky, the nectar.
Hey, quit toking that thing, man. Tell us, how is that junk, dude? How is it?
Dude, my rings are bigger. They're better. The diameter of these rings, you could stick your mother's head through them, brother.
Yes, dude.
Right on, brother.
Right on, brother. Anyway, all right.
All right, boys, enough playing around here. Welcome back.
We don't have a name for this podcast.
The Gentleman's League, Fantasy Football Podcast.
A podcast for gentlemen.
For gentlemen by gentlemen. Welcome back. It's your host, Fat Duds, Commissioner with the most. I've got an esteemed guest with me. He's currently sitting atop of the league once again. Manager of Team Farting Butts.
Buddy can do it, Commissioner.
It is Ryan again.
How's it going, everybody? Good to be here. So, How you doing? Driving in your cars.
Driving your cars, sitting at home, trying to drown out the kids, whatever you're doing. We're glad to be in your ear. Anyway, we're kind of going to do the same thing we did last week. Hopefully better. Probably not, though. Anyway, we've heard your criticisms, and we've ignored them. So we will proceed ahead here. Breaking down last week's matchups, with some good games we had there. We'll go ahead and start here with Team Farting Butts, who defeated Dogs.
Hey, crushed them.
He did. He crushed them. Straight up whomped them. 125
took those doggies right to their doghouse and locked them up.
Locked them up and did not call.
Didn't feed them, didn't let them out poop or pee. And now I'm facing charges for animal cruelty.
He is. Anyway, well, just looking at that matchup from last week, we're going to break it down a little bit. Ryan now moves to 4-0. With his fourth win in a row of the season, he was the top scorer this week yet again. He rode on the backs of Ezekiel Elliott and, oddly enough, Tyrell Williams.
They carry me on their back like Mariah Carey.
That's good.
Stole it from Drake.
But anyway, Brim had a poor showing. You know, he was projected 104 points.
He was projected to have a poor showing.
He was, and he did. Put up 70 points. I'd probably rate that a D-plus performance. One thing I want to point out with his team is, you know, the tight end, kicker, defense. It's kind of like a toss-up every week. I like to call them the, I don't know, it's a good name for them, the doo-doo positions. you know, you can't expect a lot of points from these guys. Anyway, Brim's players, his tight end, kicker, and defense totaled 11 points, which is not helping his cause at all.
Doo-doo players, as we call them.
Doo-doo players, right there. Anyway.
One of your top scorers is your flex, Stephon Diggs. Then you're not doing so hot.
Anyway, well, let's move on to Sweet Baby Rays defeated the Kevin Everetts. A score of 80.88 beat Kevin's score of 80.08. Now, if we had a math whiz here to do this math for us, we could see...
Math whiz? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller?
Bueller?
I love that one.
Love that. Anyway, it was decimal points. Barely squeaked out the win there, Ray.
It's 0.8. I punched it in. It's 0.8 that he won by.
Oh, wow. I didn't know Mr. Calculator over here.
Yeah, well.
He did take Sue Karn's math class. Anyway, there were some bad players in this matchup here, but we did have good QB play from both Jameis Winston and Tom Brady. That was to be expected.
Who we got next?
Looking back, Jaren and Sheldon, the brother duel. Big Bro came out on top, as they typically do.
A brother's duel. I can't even get used to these names. I can't find them. All right, there we go.
Yeah, they keep changing.
Boobs Beer. I wonder if that's a reference to our last episode. Like,
clearly, we have a following.
Ooh, they're listening.
We have at least one listener. His name is Sheldon Smith from Alabama. And maybe we can get him to call in. Get some.
I guess we trounced his old name of motorcycle enough, but yeah, it looks like he kept the emoji alive.
Emoji theme.
Still an emoji.
I for one hope he sticks with it. There was no boobs emoji, so he did have to improvise there.
Mm-hmm.
Which
parentheses and periods, if you aren't looking at your screen like I am right now.
But you know, Jaren beat him 101-96. It was pretty close, despite Sheldon. Cam Newton actually tripled Trevor Siemens' points, but he still lost. Jaren had Funchess as his flex. He put up 22 points. I don't know if that was a smart move or a lucky move by Jaren. My bet is on the latter.
I agree.
Get some quality dead air on this podcast for you guys.
We like the dead air. Gives us time to breathe.
Well, the reason we're having some dead air is because both... We've been smacking on this King's Hawaiian bread loaf. We didn't know, if you didn't know, if you like Hawaiian bread rolls, they now come in mega Mondo size.
It's like a whole loaf.
It's a whole loaf.
Like
and
a pie.
We've been working on this thing all morning. We're barely putting a dent in it. Proceeding on to the next matchup here, we had Squirtsworth defeating Rob. Squirtsworth put up 123 points to Rob 67. It was a blowout. You know, G-Pup started IR, Darren Sproles, 0 points, as he was on IR.
Can you blame him?
The man is currently, where is he?
Probably face down in a ditch for his lineup.
He's probably at the bottom of a canyon with his neck at a 90-degree angle. I think he's currently mountain biking through the desert.
Yeah, he's probably laying wrapped around a cactus with... a pedal through his shin.
And a smile on his face.
A smile on his face. Wouldn't have it any other way.
And a pedal up, another pedal up his ass. Anyway, Rob started the Dolphins offense here, which was misguided as we scored 0 points. The Dolphins have scored 6 points in eight quarters of NFL football against two truly dreadful defenses in the Jets and the Saints there.
Rob wanted it to be known that last second, literal seconds before the game started, he swapped out Kirk Cousins for Jay Cutler in some emotional decision. Didn't work out so good for him. The Dolphins are who we thought they were. And it doesn't matter because I think he still would have lost if he started Kirk Cousins anyway.
Oh, yeah. They almost got his points doubled by Squirtsworth, so... I don't think Captain Kirk would have saved the day there.
So keep firing up those Dolphins. It's not changing anything one way or another.
Yeah, the only thing that would have saved Rob this week is a complete, you know, redraft, which not going to happen. Anyway, moving on to another matchup. We had Butt City defeating Browntown. Matchup of the two poop towns. Butt City did come out on top. Their burglars took down the Roland Antonios, 116 to 110. It was a pretty high-scoring affair. Mm-hmm. Todd Gurley continues to run through the league, kind of like he ran through the sorority houses on Millage Avenue.
Ooh. Can you say panty raid?
Have I said too much?
Bonus points if they're dirty.
Ew. A little stat breakdown that I did with the calculator I had earlier was we had Gleiber's kicker, Greg the Legs or Lane, outscored. So, okay, get this. His kicker outscored his wide receiver one, wide receiver two, RB two, and flex player combined. Outscored by his kicker.
Four legitimate, like, your
skill player positions. Yeah. Outscored by the kicker.
That's a hell of a kicker.
It is a hell of a kicker. And
might make a trade there for that kicker.
Greg?
I want
Greg
that kicker.
So, Joshua Jaguar beat King Koopa. Did you see that? Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't. Can you tell me about it? Well, King Koopa, hasn't... If I'm remembering correctly... Okay, no, I'm not remembering correctly. I thought he had a crappy week last week.
Clearly, we do a lot of research here before we hit the recording button. Did I hit the record? I hope I hit the record button. Actually, we should probably start this thing over, to be honest.
For our listeners' sake, we should probably scrap it, start over.
Scrap it, throw it in the trash bin. Hello, welcome back.
Hey, King Koopa versus Jeremiah.
Jeremiah did manage to win, despite his running back's legs doing their best impression of Space Shuttle Columbia this weekend.
Too soon?
I don't know. Was that 2003?
That was the 80s.
No, Columbia? No. Columbia was 03. There was another one.
I'm thinking of the Challenger.
That Challenger. Mm. You're thinking of 9/11.
I'm thinking of 9/11.
I'm always thinking of 9/11 because I have never forgot. On a more dour note there. We'll move into the last game of last week. That was me, yours truly, your commissioner, defeating Mr. Whiskers. 110 points. I took down Chris, even though I started Kenny Galladay. Mm. Bueller? I was at work on Sunday, and, you know, I'm just such a hard worker with such a work ethic that I completely blanked, and I looked down, it was 115, and I still hadn't checked the report. I knew it was a game-time decision, but, you know, I just kind of missed that one. I was doing probably something important at work.
Work?
Giving pain medication to some old lady or something like that. You know,
important things. So you pushed Chris further into the ground here. He's still winless.
Yeah, he was basically drowning in quicksand, and I stepped on his forehead, further descending him down into the dark depths. And lunged forward to it being the lowest 2-2.
Where he'll sink down to meet his buddy, Ryan Gleiber, who is also winless.
The murky depths of 0-4.
In the medical community, I think we refer to teams like Gleiber and Mr. Whiskers as apneic and pulseless. not a
I'd
great
say
outlet
it's fitting.
For him.
You know, we could try, you know, some of these drugs and to try shocking them to get them back, but sometimes
when you start out 0-4,
just best letting them die there.
Live and let die.
Live and let die.
Live and let live. I don't know. Let's jump into some advertising. Does that wrap up the matchups?
That does. Okay, that was last week. We should have slowed it down yet again, but
ladies and gents. Tired of guessing when to wipe and even when to flush the toilet? How many times a day do you start wiping only to discover there's another Bad Boys starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence movie coming down the pipeline? Introducing Doodoo Cam.
Our trained fleet of expert employees will watch and wait until you are visibly done dropping hammers. To alert you via phone or phone call or otherwise. So the next time you're dropping an ordinance or need to liquidate your assets, call Doodoo Cam.
This is a service where someone watches you poop live on cam.
They're a fleet of experts trained to watch and wait. Very patient.
All right. Wow. I like that service. All right, moving on. Let's get back to some fantasy football here. Let's take a look at some of these recent transactions we had.
Oh, yes. Yesterday Wednesday was morning.
Waiver day. It's Wednesday, my dudes. Oh! It's powerful.
Ear rape.
Sorry, it was just kind of... ear rape warning much?
Hashtag ear rape.
Hashtag Bueller.
All right, so what went down in the waiver wire?
Let's see. Let's pull that up here. What is the date?
Can't get this thing to load. Yeah,
turn this thing on.
You got to turn that old one.
Connect to the interwebs.
Let's see. Jeremiah, who lost Dalvin Cook to an unfortunate accident. I don't know if they confirmed he tore his ACL, but...
Dalvin was the ACL. Season,
I'm going to guess.
Yeah, non-contact injury. When you see him go down like that, you think, oh boy.
Uh-oh. So he I guess, didn't have a great priority because he had to settle for Jerick McKinnon.
Yeah, well, he has actually been active on here. He picked up Aaron Jones originally, who is the... he's on the Packers, and he's like the third running back. And the first two guys were hurt, and then this morning there was an announcement that the two guys ahead of him might actually play this weekend after all. So he dropped Aaron Jones.
He picked him up and dropped him?
He picked him. Did he use his waiver on him, Bueller? Let's see.
He picked him up, and then he dropped him right on his head.
He dropped him right on his head, and I picked him up as a spot start here for just possibly a week. Because I don't have a good flex player, and I don't have a lot of depth on my bench. So
I don't have a lot of depth either. I still have an open spot on my bench from Eddie Lacy, who was picked up by King Koopa.
King Koopa. Anyway, did he draft him too?
I drafted him, dropped him, and King Koopa grabbed him.
That's right. So but anyway,
Sloppy seconds there, Nolan.
Ooh.
He does you well.
The big names here were Latavius Murray, picked up by Kevin, and Andre Ellington, picked up by Sheldon.
Latavius was the hot pick.
He was the hot pick. Seth has the waiver number one. I have number two. Ryan has number three. Kevin was somewhere underneath that.
It's funny, last night me and Commissioner were colluding to...
We were colluding.
...to see who would pick up Latavius Murray and who would pick up Andre Ellington, because G-Pup is...
He's in the desert.
...face down with a pedal in his rump.
Yeah, we're not exactly...
He's not going to probably use his pick.
I don't think he even realizes how the waiver system works, so nobody explained that to him. And I was going to actually pick up Latavius, and then I got...
And I was going to pick up Andre.
As we shook hands in the back room there. We shook hands. And it's all on video. You can find it at liveleak.com. It's called Two Corporate Fat Cats Making Illegal Deal.
And then we forgot.
We forgot to hatch our evil plan. Now, what really happened is I was going to pick up Latavius, and I completely forgot. Because I was going to put a bid in on him. This is a true story. I was going to put a bid in on him yesterday. But I didn't want Ryan to come over. And we were going to originally record the podcast yesterday. I didn't want him to see pending waiver on my screen for Latavius.
Because I was watching like a hawk.
I didn't want him to see that. So I was like, oh, I'll just do it later tonight. And then later that night, got back from the gym, watched some Netflix.
Oh, the gym. You're so strong.
And
on those termite legs.
I fell asleep at like 10:45. I completely Forgot.
Same with me. I was toying with the idea of picking up Latavius, so I would have swooped him as well. Both of us, you know, top priority picks, and we could have had him.
You know, Kevin can have him. Honestly, he's not good.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're still waiting. So we'll collude or, you know, duke it out later for a Duke Johnson backup whenever he
whenever breaks a leg, goes down. I mean, these running backs are dropping like flies. So I'll have the pick of the litter.
Right, and then I'll get your leftovers, so to speak.
I didn't see much else interesting on the waiver here other than
Jeremiah swapped out his kicker. Big news there.
Big news.
Breaking news. Dogs also swapped out his kicker, as we mentioned before. Big news, big news.
Jeremiah swapped out Andy, the Sasquatch Dalton, for Blake Limp Shrimp Bortles.
Woo, good one there.
Thank you.
Brim dropped.
Trying to keep this G-rated for our underage viewers.
Viewers? Who's watching this?
Viewers.
Kobe Fleener got the drop from Brim. I don't know. You're not going to hold on to Fleener for a while. He has that one blow-up game. People FOMO. They buy him high. And
Brim just sell him low. If you look back, Brim has just been picking up and dropping Kobe Fleener all year, so it looks like he's participating in the league when really he's just kind of like floating along.
So yeah, like he wants... It's a good strategy sometimes. It's like a subconscious, you look, you're like, man, there's high activity with this Kobe Fleener guy, and he's trying to make this false interest in Kobe Fleener, and it's not working, Brim. Nothing you're doing is working. Actually,
please stop, Brim.
We made a lot of fun of Paul Perkins last week, and now Paul Perkins has dropped. So, and
I'm going to pick him up because that was our plan.
That was our plan all along. Brim.
I hope to God Paul Perkins got injured because he's putting up some horrible numbers.
Larry Fitzgerald, Brim, not working out. I mean, he's injured. Going to have to drop that guy. Brandon Cooks, I mean, he's getting all of his targets stolen by Chris Hogan. Jordan Howard guy, his name is Jordan Howard. Like, come on. Jordan Joe Howard, Mixon.
Hello, I work at.
I work at Dullard Inc. and I sell paper.
Drop him, Brim. Brim, drop him.
Drop him, Brim.
Drop him.
See what we're doing? We're trying to trick Brim into dropping his best players.
Yeah, if we talk in a real low tone, he won't hear us because he only hears above
the threshold of like 10 decibels.
Yeah, it's like a bat.
That's it for the waiver wire.
That's it.
Did we save? Yeah, Bortles.
I think I hear a rapping at the door. Hello? Come in!
Hello? Hello? Whose house is this?
Hello? Sir,
Who is this?
Sir, we're trying to record.
I want to talk to you about football. Hello? Hello?
Sir, did you say football?
Yes, I like to talk about football.
Okay, well, by all means, come in, because we're running out of material.
Oh, thank you.
Here.
Okay. What, can I sit down right here?
This pants are filthy.
I'm going to go away for a minute.
Okay, I will take your seat. Hello.
Hi. What is your name?
My name is Kim.
Sir, say that again.
My name is Kim.
Okay, Kim. Well, welcome to our show. Yeah, this is.
It's good to be here. I like to play football too.
Okay,
my team is Charers.
Just to be clear here,
we like to kick the football for the Charers.
Is this football or football?
Football.
Okay, and you like to kick the ball, so it's still ambiguous there. Is this soccer or football that you're liking?
I like to kick football so high into the stratosphere, let it sneak over to the United States and come crashing into explosion.
All right, well, we'll just roll with it here. Who's your team?
Charers.
The Charers. Where are they out of?
Los Angeles.
Oh, okay. I think we're putting some things together here. So, you're a Chargers fan. Are you a new fan?
I like to play football. I kick for them.
You kick for them? Oh!
That's my... I kick that ball for them very high.
Ladies and gentlemen, none other than walked in our door is Young Ho Kim, the kicker for the Los Angeles Chargers. Welcome. Wow. I mean, I would have
be here. Kim Jong-ho.
If I knew you were coming, I would have straightened up a little bit here.
No, it's okay. It's about disarray as my football team, the Charers.
I'm happy to be here and to talk about football. Well, I cannot wait to get a team win.
Yeah, you guys aren't looking too hot this year. 0-4.
We almost beat the Dolphin.
Yeah, what happened there? What happened there? You know, I think that was like a 40-yard kick. You know, if you had sunk that, you would have had a team win.
You couldn't
win.
See it on the field, but I was distracted. In the stadium, I could see someone who looked like my father.
Oh, okay. Was it your father?
It was not my father.
How did you confirm that?
My father is in North Korea still.
Okay. So would have been really, really difficult for him to get to L.A. for the game.
Yes, they did not allow out of North Korea.
No, I hear they do that, so.
I think that we will finally score a big win against Oakland Raiders.
Maybe. I mean, they just lost their quarterback.
They had no quarterback.
And
so. They think they have no quarterback, so they will move to Las Vegas for a better chance to win.
All right. Well, Young Ho, I have a question for you. While we got you here, when you hear the national anthem, are you sitting or are you standing? What are you doing?
I do not hear the national anthem.
Why is that? Like,
because I have my headphones in.
Oh, okay. What are you listening to?
I listen to propaganda from my home country.
Oh, okay. So you just have a yelling propaganda machine in your ear before kickoff.
He's very loud. He talks with a lot of anger, and he shouts in my ears. I hear nothing else.
Right, I'm familiar with the helmet. Supreme leader, right?
He's my father, King Jong-un.
Oh, your father, you are from the lineage of the Kim Jongs. I did not know that.
If Donald Trump like to talk to him and he says bad thing to my father, I am in the United States, Donald Trump. I will find you. I will hurt you.
Well, hopefully Donald Trump hears that, but I don't think he's going to be too worried after seeing your aim.
Okay, I had to go now.
All right,
it's time for football practice.
Okay. All right. Safe travels, sir. Oh, it was great having you on here.
Bye-bye. Namaste.
Oh, gee. He tracked mud all through here. He didn't even have his shoes on. Anyway, all right,
I'm going to have to... Should I go get a broom or a...
Just... I'll Swiffer it later.
That guy was the worst. That was a touchy topic there when he brought up Las Vegas. I'm glad that you were able to divert that conversation
Anyway, let's get into next week's matchups. Ladies and germs, we have some good ones here. We'll start. Welcome back to Barnyard Reading Session.
Let's go ahead and jump right back in.
Let's jump right back into chapter 3 here. Okay.
Chapter 3, page 16. Snowball. Cows and horses, begin plowing the fields immediately.
Goats and donkeys, bring the vegetables. All right, no, we can't do this.
Okay, we're going to stop right there.
All right, so if we've lost a lot of listeners here by now, now we can do some real breakdown.
All right, let's get back in.
Now we've got the narcs tuned out. We can talk real ball. Let's talk about next week's matchups here. We got Butt City Burglars, John taking on Dogs. Should be a good one. You know, that's number 4 versus number 5. There's potential playoff implication. I know it might be a little early to say the P word.
You said it. You're allowed to say it.
I'm thinking playoffs.
You're the commissioner. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, because you know what? I am the commissioner.
And you will respect my authority.
Yeah. Wow. That was rigged up, ready to go from before this thing even started.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We have soundboards now.
We got soundboards. We're trying to turn this podcast into an overproduced nightmare. And so far, so good.
So good.
So it is so good. And then, ladies and gentlemen, but you didn't know Adam Sandler was going to be here.
Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, it is Adam Sandler.
Can I break it down one game for you? We got the Butt City Burglar taking on Dogs. Dogs! Anyway, we look like a Marcus Mariota, who may or may not be injured. He is still starting for John. That's probably not a good idea, John.
He ripped his hamstring. If you guys saw the play, it looked like it kind of just gave out on him. Was it a hamstring?
Oh, I don't know, but it looked like he could use some high-quality H2O. My
foosball is for the devil.
All right. So that's Butt City Burglars and Dogs. What else do we have? And please don't let it be from Adam Sandler.
No.
Let's look at the Jaren Ray matchup here, because Jaren has some bye weeks.
Jaren Ray.
Jaren's quarterback Trevor Siemian, Devonta Freeman, and Tevin Coleman all on bye. Well, I guess that's what you get for drafting two Falcons players.
And that's when I say bye bye birdie. Hello. Ooh, he's got Andrew Luck out as well.
Ouch.
So he has no quarterback right now. So whoever's playing him,
Andrew
I'd recommend.
Luck is O-U-T. Ouch.
So,
that hurt.
I don't know who he's going to start. He's going to end up starting like Deshaun Kaiser or some waiver wire scrap.
So, ladies and germs listening to this right now, I don't know why I keep saying that.
Ladies.
Specifically the part about ladies, because there's no ladies listening to this.
No lady would ever listen to this.
Ladies would listen to this. But.
So, let's say horrible, degrading things about women, because we can get away with it. Because this is a boys' club.
Boys only. No girls allowed.
No girls. Get them out. Get them out. Who's your least favorite female hero?
Oh. Joan of Arc?
I mean, because you know they just grind our gears anytime. Women throwing them in our face all the time.
Amelia Earhart?
I was going to say Rosie the Riveter, but...
What's your qualms with Rosie?
Oh, where do I start?
Yeah, I can see that.
The headband, Anyway, we're moving on here.
Moving on. So good Jaren. Luck filling those gaps,
yeah,
Jaren.
Yeah, good luck filling those gaps, Jaren.
You done, son.
You.
If he pulls out a win, I'll go ahead and make a bold-faced
lie.
Oh, yeah, I guess it will be a lie because I'm not going to follow through with this. But if Jaren wins next week, I will take the best player on my team and trade it for whoever sends me the first proposal for any player they want.
All right. Well, go Jaren. There is some quality QB play still to be had on the waiver wire, so maybe Eli Manning, who knows. Anyway, looking ahead, Sheldon, Squirtsworth, squaring off, number two, or second place versus ninth place here. It remains to be seen if Seth will still start Darren Sproles, despite him being on IR, not traveling with the team, and still being projected 0.38 points.
Still 0.38.
Yahoo's still holding out hope there for him to put up some numbers.
So he's not even on the sidelines this time. He's not even in the ER in the nearest hospital to the stadium. He is staying home and still projected 0.38 points.
Right. I put in a new caveat on the rules here behind the scenes where if a player is at home and manages to eat 25 hot dogs in under 30 minutes, he gets 0.38 points. So I think that's where that might be coming from.
Okay. So you're going to have to get in touch with Darren Sproles about the hot dogs, or does he already know? His agent has already talked to him.
He doesn't know, and I have no means of contacting him.
Oh, so it's just kind of like if he happens to do that, then
yeah,
he'll get the 0.38 for Squirtsworth.
But, I mean, Squirtsworth apparently did read the hot dog clause and is holding out for a second week in a row here, but
okay, and still projected to win.
Sheldon's team already looking nothing like the team he drafted, and it's only week 5 here.
Oh yeah, didn't OBJ was that last week?
He's got OBJ. He has Cam Newton, T.Y. Hilton, and McCaffrey. I think those are the players he drafted. I think others are just waiver wire.
But OBJ, who we got from you, OBJ twisted that ankle.
Yeah,
and hobbled off the field for a play. He came back in for a play, but then he left again.
He thinks he's a soccer player, the way he dramatizes everything. Every little injury is the end of the world.
Well, I saw the play. It was his bad ankle, and it got twisted.
Well, that's Sheldon's problem. Not mine.
True. Okay.
All right. I do think Seth's gonna take in his fifth win there and put him 5-0. But
great. Who am I playing? Anything happens. It's gonna be me versus any given Sunday. Duke it out for the top spot. Oh, I got buys all over the place.
Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to getting to that matchup so I can ridicule you a little bit.
All right.
So
let's jump right in.
Let's look at it.
Blast me.
Team Farting Butts. I'll blast you right in your farting butt. Farting Butt versus Kevin Everett. This is first place versus 12th place, which is usually the story when Kevin has matched up with Ryan in previous years. Because Kevin is, I mean, it's not to rehash an old joke or anything, but he's 12th place in the league, 12th in his mother's heart.
I like it.
Rings true yet again.
And I think 12th place in the league right now.
Yeah, that was the basis of the joke.
Oh, okay, I wasn't listening. I was concerned with my team. Guys, we need some better podcast guests.
Yeah, we need a better guest.
I'm not paying attention.
We need to get him out of here, which is convenient because he's going to drive as far away from me as he can tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning, shipping out.
I'm glad to be gone.
I don't have to do this podcast anymore. God.
Yeah, actually, so if we do want to keep this thing running, we're going to need a lot of money because we're about,
we're in the hole, guys.
$10,000 in the hole. Just from all the production equipment that we splurged on. Well, last week's podcast got 3 likes on Facebook, so it kind of went to our heads. We bought these mics. We bought all this renting out some studio space.
Microphones aren't even that good.
Yeah, you know, turn that thing on. I don't know. It's got the fuzzy things to go over the mics, which were surprisingly expensive.
The screen to go in front of the fuzzy thing that's on the mic.
Yeah.
The booth to go around.
Live studio audience. Let's hear it, guys. Woo! Man, we really need our money back on them.
Do something or get off the stage.
Back to breaking this down.
Have money to pay for security.
Ryan's bye weeks. Drew Brees, bye week. Emmanuel Sanders, bye week. Brandon McMahon's anus, bye week. So he's going to need some.
And then my bench has 4 wide receivers on it.
Have you made a move this year?
I dropped Eddie Lacy. Thank you very much.
That was your one move.
That was my big move. I should have picked up.
You should have been doing some stuff all along here.
I pick up Latavius.
Yeah, well, now he's going up against you. So
I put as much thought and research into setting up my team for this week as I did setting up for this podcast that we're recording right now.
Very little.
Very little to, some would say none. None at all.
That would be right.
That would be
basically your preparation involves you rolling out of bed, hungover, eating a little bit of
Hawaiian
king cake, and then hitting record. So
here I am.
And here he stands.
In all my glory. And
these expensive mics are doing, and fuzzy things are doing nothing to block his breath. And smelling it all the way over here.
And yeah, smell my breath.
It's the 800 square foot studio we rented out for the next 6 months until fantasy season ends.
It's hot in here too.
Yeah, it is so hot. I didn't pay that power bill because it was astronomical.
Well, we spent all the money on the microphones.
Yeah, and the Hawaiian loaf. So
that's so much Hawaiian loaf, guys. I mean, it's really good stuff.
What is the GoFundMe thing? Because we're going to need that. We're going to need free money.
Kickstarter.
Fast.
You're on your own, commish. I'm skipping.
Yeah, well, I spent everyone's dues. All 4 of you that paid, I already put them towards the bill here. And it barely scratched the surface. So we're taking donations. And we're taking callers, too.
Caller.
Got caller coming in here.
Hello?
Hi, welcome to the show.
Hello, is this thing on?
Who is this?
Hello, this is Kim Jong-koo.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm going to go ahead and nip this one in the bud before it even gets any further. Yeah, I'll just go and do another read here. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Grandma Alice's Gravy Balls. Do you like balls? Well, do ya? Well, we've got a special offer for you. Grandma Alice may have died well over 600 years ago, but her spirit, and more importantly, her recipes, are still alive today. You can now have Grandma Alice's steamy balls delivered directly to your door. That's delivered straight to your door, and you'll have Grandma's meaty balls melting in your mouth for as little as $29.99 a month. That's right. That's fresh, hot balls delivered straight to your door. And for an added $4.99 a month, they will deliver those girthy balls directly into your longing mouth. Wow.
It's descriptive.
Grandma Alice's gravy balls, now with Grandpa Gravy. Visit them at grandmaballs.com. Enter promo code FART. Once again, that's grandmaballs.com, promo code FART. They have informed me to tell our listeners not to go to grandpaballs.com, as that is not affiliated with them whatsoever, and they wanted to make that very clear. Anyway, that's grandmaballs.com, not Grandpa Balls.
Back to football. Guys, try to stay on track. Listeners, pep up. Come on, you're getting off course here. This is trying to keep you awake here. I know we're boring you to death with the raw stats.
Boring us to tears over here. I'm speaking for the listener right now. Boring us to tears.
Talk
about football. I'm here for football, man.
Okay, roll Antonio
Give
Brown
me stats.
Town. Gleyber versus King Koopa coming up this week. 13th place versus 6th place. You know, I'm trying to build some hype around this game, and I'm just coming out flat here. I don't have much to say here about either of these teams. This is basically like, I don't know, what like the Browns playing like the Texans, like
the Dolphins playing the Jets.
It's just one of those games. That's all I can say. One of those games.
Gleyber's kind of fighting for his life.
Yeah, he is. He's down in the mud in the muck.
He's found in the mud, and he's down in the muck, too. And he's kicking and screaming for dear life.
Boy. Looking good for him.
So who else is 0-4? Chris? That's going to be a close game with Jeremiah, as the projection stands right now.
Yeah. So that's Mr. Whiskers versus Joshua Jaguar.
So Chris is fighting for his life. Gleyber's fighting for his life. Apnick and Pulseless.
Yeah.
As previously
Mr.
stated.
Mr. Whiskers versus Joshua Jaguar. 0-4 versus 3-1. You know, the smart money would be on Jeremiah taking this with his team. You know, he still has Amir Abdullah, who looked really good last week. So he did have a lot of depth at running back. And I mean, a little more shallow these days.
Right. We'll see if he can recover from that big loss.
He's doing okay. He's got Amir Abdullah. He's starting Alex Collins. Oh, my God! Alex Collins is, like, the ugliest man I have ever seen. Jesus, look at his picture. Click him.
Seriously, click him. I'm looking at him.
My God.
Do we have a new Marshawn Lynch contender?
That may be the worst picture of anyone I've ever seen. He's got like a blotch on his forehead, like it's Ash Wednesday or something. He's got these low eyes and this grin that.
Is he missing teeth? He's like missing teeth.
That is an ugly man.
He looks like, not that I'm saying that I've seen the movie or anything, but I think it's Twilight. There's a black vampire with dreads, like, and like he's a scary looking man.
I thought you were gonna say that he looked like the freaking creepy clown from It.
Looks like a. Freaking clown on LSD.
Looks like a freaking clown on LSD.
Respect my authority.
Hey, give me 2 seconds to rewind that clip and I'll pull that sound drop up again. Respect my
authority. Moving on, the next matchup for next week.
Me versus Rob. I think that's the last one we haven't looked at.
I'm not in charge. You don't ask
10th place for 8th versus 8th place. Digging deep to find a storyline on this one. You know, you could do the whole father-son thing. It's kind of been played out, seeing as that happens, you know, what, 4 times a year, 3 times a year. How many Bueller?
Rob's going to be forced to start Cutler, whether he wants to try to make a game-time decision or not. Kirk Cousins, Captain Kirk, is out.
Cutler looked truly dreadful and like he should not be in the league last week.
He's got J.I., another Dolphin. He's got... Toby Parkey. Oh, no, Devonta Parker.
Devonta Parker. Kobe Parkey. Jay Ajayi. Jay Cutler. The three
horsemen that spell the doom of your fantasy team or your NFL team should not be started across all leagues, yet there they stand.
Glum. Lineup. It's glum.
Glum.
It's a glum.
Glum outlook. They should seriously, they may as well just disband the Miami Dolphins. Move them to London. All right, guys. So this next segment, we're going to do the rapid fire round. Hot seat, hot takes.
Rapid fire. Human get caught up in the human desire.
Anyway, we're gonna throw a little monkey wrench into it, a little curveball here, if you will.
If you're still listening.
If you're still listening, likely not. We've each written two rapid fire questions for the other guy. We've also written down a word. Each wrote down a single word on a piece of paper. The word has not been seen by the other. Word or phrase. Phrase. Just before we ask each other the rapid fire questions, we will give the other person the word or phrase that they must utilize in their response. It has to be in there. So
do I have a piece of
paper?
I have
to work it in. So we have the piece of paper. We're going to swap them right now. We're getting ready for the rapid fire round.
Am I going to ask first?
All right, we have exchanged papers. I will ask you questions first here.
All right, so I'll go ahead and look at the answer.
Yeah, go ahead and look at it, digest it, flip. First question, who, in your opinion, is the sexiest quarterback in the NFL?
I'm going to have to go with sexiest quarterback, Jared Goff.
Jared Goff, all right, interesting take.
Jared Goff. Goff, he's hot, he's new, he's fresh, He's a golf I'd like to put my hands on, if you know what I'm saying.
Ooh, I gotcha.
That's a...
Gilf alert.
Gilf alert.
All right. You got a question for me?
I got a question for you. You ready? Hot seat. Here we go.
Sure, hit me. I'm smoking hot.
Question one. Where do you see the NFL going in 5 years' time?
5 years. Well, here's the deal. 5 years is a long time for the NFL, and, you know, it's got its problems, its issues right now that I don't think are going to disappear in the next couple years here, guys. So what I think is we're going to have sort of a forking, a split of the NFL. We're going to have the old NFL the way it once was, and then we're going to have the new NFL, you know, NNFL. It'll sort of be the Seacrest to the Brian Dunkelman of the old NFL, if you will. And the new NFL will... It'll be, you know, more like robot-type play. So I think that's enough there. I won't get into it any further because I'm writing a memoir on this.
This is rapid fire.
I don't want to spoil it.
That's good. That's good. That was quick. Quick enough.
Quick enough. All right, I've got another question for you, sir. You're ready for the heat. I'm about to blast you.
Blast me.
All right, who, in your opinion, are the six playoff teams in our league?
Six playoff teams.
Make a prediction here. Six of them.
Let me get the list up real quick.
You start at the top, start at the bottom.
Obviously, Team Farting Butts, number one. I'd say Jeremiah squeaks by. Put John and G-Pup in there, the newbies. That makes four. And then the last two spots, let's go for a curveball here. I'm going to say Rob makes it.
Ooh.
By some stroke of luck. And I'm going to reach deep on this one and say Gleyber makes it.
Ooh.
0-4. He wins out, and I don't know if it's mathematically possible, but I'm sure if we had a math whiz in here, Bueller, I'd have a Gleyber I'd like footballing with.
Oh.
That's a Gilf as well.
All right. We got a double Gilf alert here. I wonder why Gilfs are on the mind. Wow, I kind of set you up there with the word Gilf. And having a grandmother-based team, and I was still left out. Kind of disappointing there on my part, but, you know, maybe...
I tried to go past the obvious choice.
Oh, and I do have on Fantasy Pros site, you can look at kind of the league rankings for the rest of the season, and Gleyber's actually in the top five, I think, so they're predicting a turnaround for Mr. Roland Antonio. So we'll see if that happens. That could be in line with your predictions there, sir. Anyway, all right, hit me up. My arse is 6,000 degrees on this hot seat.
Question number two. What's your Super Bowl halftime show predictions for this year?
All right, Super Bowl halftime, guys. Okay, so I have a new plan. We're going to turn it on its ear. So, you know, typically, you know, you have a performer or a couple performers get up there. This time, we're going to do more of a competition on stage. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're running it out. If you played football, which position would you be?
If I played football, what position would I be? I'd be a tight end.
Ooh, a tight end or a tight end?
I'd be a tight end.
All right.
Because my ends are tight. I've been doing squats. I've been doing Pilates.
Ooh.
Hibbity, Pilates.
I'm going to swing.
And my glutes are so tight, they're glutes I'd like farting through.
Go for it.
Number three.
All right. Do you have off the top of your head rapid-fire question for me?
Off the top of the dome here, question for you. Since we're talking about the Super Bowl, let's say one more about the Super Bowl. The national anthem will be sang by whom would you pick? If you could pick the national anthem singer for this year's Super Bowl.
Well, this one's going to come out left field, but Brian Dunkelman. Period. That's it. Just him alone on stage. One microphone, one man show, one spotlight.
Well, I like it. I'll take it, and I'll send it up to the top. I'll send that right to Roger Goodell himself.
Right, I'll shove it right up Goodell's hairy. Woo!
Probably go right in his wastebasket.
Anyway, boys, all right. I think that about does it for this week's episode of Gentlemen's League Fantasy Football Podcast. Thanks for listening. Any final closing comments or anything? Bueller?
Nope, that's all I got.
I'd
like to see another guest on here. Put them in the hot seat. Let them know how it feels. Get them in here sweating.
I'd like to do that, too. I think we will be contacting some of you with potential guest appearances. So be ready for that. Check in your email, your Outlook Express. You might be getting a message from me shortly, okay? And just a reminder, guys, I'm the commissioner.
And you will respect my authority.
All right, We'll talk to you next week.
Peace.
Maybe.